talking. Hello. Hello and welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm Sophie Venable, author, life coach, mother of two, and founder of The Real Deal, courses in love and life. Yes, I've been gone a while. I think we figured out it's been a year and a half, which is really weird. Time's flying by really, really fast. So yeah, I've been creating stuff and writing stuff and Sideshow. We're not with Sideshow anymore, but we're still on iTunes.
Sideshow is no more.
Sideshow is no more. Is it okay to say that?
Well, it's the truth.
It's the truth, right?
It's sad, okay. Perhaps.
It is a little sad.
I liked going there.
I know. I did too. I loved them. So we're not with Sideshow, but we're still here on iTunes and SoundCloud. And whether you're married, with children, single, divorced, or all of the above, I am talking to you about life, relationships, and of course, whenever possible, sex.
I like talking about sex.
Sex. And you all know who that is. That's the amazing and wonderful Todd Robert Anderson. Woo! I can't do it without you, man.
Oh, yes, you can.
No, but you're like the carrots to my peas.
You're saying that because I have red hair.
No.
So racist.
That's not. Oh, God. We've been doing this like 30 seconds. I've already insulted you, but.
That's what I'm here for. I'm just a punching bag.
You are.
I'm your Ed McMahon. I'm your, what's Jeffrey Tambor's character on the Larry Sanders Show? Hank.
Yeah,
I'm your Hank.
Yeah, I'm never going to think of him outside of a dress now, but yeah, I mean.
That's too. He's great in that.
He is awesome.
I watched an old Larry Sanders the other day, the pilot episode.
Brilliant, right?
So the very first episode is so unbelievably funny and good.
It's incredible.
It's amazing. It was an amazing show.
It's always impressive when you go back and watch a pilot and you're like, wow.
Because very rarely.
Very rarely.
Are they good?
They're usually really awkward.
Clunky.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, because they're trying to like introduce everybody, and it's so awkward, you know. And I always say, I'll try anything twice. So you got to give a show like two episodes at least. You got to watch the pilot, and give it one more shot.
Unless, well, I hear that's not the case about that Marvel karate kicking show, but
Hey, how's your show going, by the way?
Well, right now it's not. I mean, they got picked up for a fourth.
Yay!
But, you know, if they don't have me back, I'm fine with it because, you know, I finally got to do nudity.
I know.
In the last season.
It was awesome.
That's really all I needed.
It was awesome.
Just show my ass on cable TV.
Yeah. What episode is that so that everybody can go back and get that on demand so they can see you naked?
And I won't even say why because it's crazy. The ninth episode of the third season.
I did start this recording, right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
I mean, it said.
Yeah, it was 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, right?
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, back. Technical difficulties. I'm doing this on my own, people. I am doing this on. Did you see? I said author, life coach, mother. I did not say techie.
That's a shitload of
right?
stuff.
Ugh, you don't even want to know what I know now. I know I could like run somebody else's online business because of everything that I know, but I'd really like to run my own.
Sure, yeah.
You know, but I have learned way too many things in the last 9 months.
Well, those are marketable skills.
Yeah, I know. But they're not really what I want to be doing. I want to be helping people, my friend.
I understand.
So I am really focused on dating and relationships these days. This has just been like where my work has really, really focused. But I want to keep doing MILF Talk because I do love connecting with like the mom crowd and like talking about parenting and marriage and kids and how to talk to your kids about sex. Like I love all that stuff. And people write to me about that stuff. And so I want to keep doing this because I love MILF Talk and I've missed doing it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So here we are.
It's nice to be back.
Woo! And today we're going to talk about texting and dating.
Oh.
Texting while dating.
That can
dating
be,
and texting.
That can be a dicey thing.
Dude, it's so dicey. It's so dicey. Texting is unavoidable. Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, it is just the new normal. With dating, even if you're dating online, like you might send back and forth a couple of emails, mm-hmm. but eventually that's going to be like, what's your number? And then it's going to be about
texting.
Yeah. So
and sending pictures of your genitals, right? That's the main thing? You gotta.
I mean, I have no problem with, you know, genital pics if they're if they're requested. If they're requested.
Yeah, you don't.
But let's just get this straight right now. If there are any men listening, connect the dick to something. Okay, like if it's just a dick floating in space. Like, it's just like a space weird, dick. Just, yeah, if it's a space dick, that is just a weird, disturbing picture, okay? Put your hand on it, or like, just have it, like, put some context around that thing.
I just picture
it's
that.
It's all about context.
That 2001 A Space Odyssey ship, flipping over in space, but it's just a giant
it's
dick.
It's just a penis, and it's just, oh, for God's sake, and really, I mean... Let me explain this too. It's all about context and timing and all of that stuff. Because I can't speak for all women. I don't think that all women hate dick pics. I just think most women don't like getting a dick pic out of the blue in the middle of the day, not related to anything that's going on. What? How do you think? What do you think you're accomplishing there? I mean, I'm happy that you're happy with your penis.
Sure.
But just... Let's just wait.
Well, maybe the
a
hornies,
few weeks at least,
yeah,
until you know she wants the dick pic.
Well, maybe the hornies are like fogging decision making.
Well, of course,
they're masturbating and thinking of you,
and they're thinking this is so hot. She's going to think this is hot,
yeah,
and want to come over.
Yeah,
and it's like no, she's not. She's like buying probiotics at Whole Foods right now. She's not interested in your dick pic.
No,
God.
I was listening.
Clearly, I didn't know this is where this was going, but we got to make sure to remember to put the rating on this one.
Yeah,
because
explicit.
Please don't listen to this in the car with your kids.
I was listening to a podcast with these two comedic women, and they were talking about that. And one of them was saying, yeah, and this one guy, like, sent, like, a dick pic, and it was a flaccid dick pic. Like, what the fuck? Why would I want... Like, I don't want a hard one anyway. But you sent
but
me
now
that.
You're sending me that? I mean, was that like a... Was that like a... Like a polite dick pic? Maybe that was a polite dick pic.
I guess.
Like, I just want you to know I have one.
It's here.
It's here. You know?
It's waiting.
Mm-hmm.
It's in rest mode.
It's in rest mode. And, you know, waiting to be... To have its fancy tickled, I guess. I don't know. So... Well, what I was... planning on talking about was just texting and dating in general and like a four-step process.
Sure. But not a four-step.
Yes. We could talk about dick pics for an hour.
I think another thing you shouldn't do, just before we get off the dick pic thing,
another thing
I think you shouldn't do is if you send a dick pic, if you're going to do it, mm-hmm. it should be fresh. It shouldn't be an old dick pic that you have in your catalog of dick pics, because I've heard of that happening too.
So, like, you're trying to send your younger penis? Is that what you're trying to say? Like, I mean,
I think it's just like I have this stable of dick pics. I'm off. I'm like in line at the drugstore or something. So I'm not gonna. But I still want to send a dick pic. That's happened to people that I know.
I don't know if fresh or not fresh is really gonna make the difference as far as the receptiveness to the pic.
No, maybe not. But
if you're gonna do it, keep it fresh.
Yeah, at least keep it real, I guess.
Okay, but don't take the fresh picture in the market line, as he was just talking about. Like, if you are in the market line and wanting to send a dick pic, send an old one.
Don't
send a fresh one.
When I send dick pics to my wife, they're stills from the very last moment of Boogie Nights. Marky Mark takes
they're actually out. Like 15-year-old pics. My dick of yore. Remember the good old days, honey?
The nostalgic like, dick.
they're kind of like colored, like they're discolored. Like they're kind of, they look like that, that chrome filter was put on them or something.
Yeah, because I'm really old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can just remember the good old days, baby?
I just put Polaroids and envelopes.
This was your pre-kids penis, right? Yeah, before it got all stretched out.
Think about that, though. Before the cell phone, if you wanted to send a dick pic, you had to put
Take
it in an envelope.
Yeah, exactly.
And put a stamp on it.
Right. And so maybe
Who
that
did
should
that?
Be
Nobody.
Maybe that should be the question like that you ask yourself before you send it. Would I, if I had to, put this in an envelope and mail it to her?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so don't send it. There you go. Boom. Done. Okay. Litmus. Okay. We're good.
Easy peasy.
We're good. All right. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay. With texting, how do I say this? The problem with texting and dating now is that there are a lot of platforms on which to be rejected. Okay. So my first suggestion is that you stick to just texting. It's very hard when you meet somebody to not get them. They'll find you on Instagram. Like they're going to follow you on Instagram. If you are dating, if you're single and dating, and this is the stage you're at in your life, if you don't want people bugging you on Instagram, then go ahead and make it so you have to approve them. And I think it's completely fair to be like, I don't like to get all social media with somebody until I've known them for a month. You know, right. I don't think that's an unfair thing for a woman to say.
Yeah, right?
I mean, I think any guy should respect that. And I have a huge issue with Snapchat.
I'm not there. That's the one where you put something up and then it disappears?
Yeah, theoretically. But, you know, people can take screenshots of it and anybody who uses Snapchat, they understand the technology. Here's the problem, and I have clients who struggle with this because they're dating and they've got somebody on Snapchat. They're theoretically supposed to just be texting. They're liking their shit on Instagram and maybe even Facebook. Some of my younger clients that are on Snapchat are not like really utilizing Facebook, but they're trying to overanalyze everything. Okay, he hasn't texted me, but he did like my picture on Instagram. Okay, or he snapped it out. And this is the problem with Snapchat. He put this on his story, showed me that he's like out hanging out with his friends, but I don't know if he sent that out to everybody or just me.
Oh.
Okay, you can't tell. So it really fucks with your mind. It's not good. Like, get the hell off of Snapchat early on. I'm telling you, it just messes with you. Unless it is your only form of communication with each other, like you actually do all your chatting with each other, I don't recommend it. I still think that you should just be like a normal person and text.
Right.
I mean, in our world, normal people picked up the fucking phone, but it's text now.
Yeah, okay? In my world, and then I would have to dial with those round dials with the finger, and you can get to the sixth number, and you fuck it up, and then you have to start again.
You have to start over, and if they have a lot of zeros and nines in their number, what a pain in the ass, right?
That's why I didn't date a lot in high school. It was just too exhausting to pick up the phone. Yeah.
So
I don't want to use these fingers on the phone.
Damn it. So stay the hell off Snapchat. That's my feeling about it. If you're early dating and you're like, it's just, oh God, it just really adds this whole element of like, okay, so can I consider that him communicating with me? Can I, No, you don't know what he did. If he wants to be in your airspace, he can take the time to switch over to a different screen and text you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't respond to group snaps or, oh, he liked my picture. All he liked my picture means is that he's not trying to run away from you, okay?
Right.
Like if he likes your picture, that means he's still saying that he exists and he still sees you and he's still...
He's not ghosting you.
He's not ghosting, okay? So if he likes your picture, he's not ghosting. But that's all that means. That's really all that you should take that as. And you should do the first step that I say in texting, which is wait. Wait. Don't text him. Don't chase him. Don't hunt him down. Don't remind him that you exist. He knows you exist.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you meet a hot girl. You get her number. Did you just not text her because you forgot she existed?
Yeah, no. No.
I know you're not dating these days. I know. Yeah. I know. You're thoroughly confused. You're like...
Well, I mean,
again,
I would.
The rotary phone.
I mean, putting myself in those shoes. Yeah,
yes, you're an actor. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I think I heard an old timey song.
You hang around with other actors; they got to be texting people all the time.
Oh, yeah, and they're constantly texting and Snapchatting and.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have friends who are like, "Oh, are you on Instagram?" No, I'm on Twitter and Facebook, and I'm already exhausted.
It's horrible.
So yeah. but I am disappointed to learn that all the women who like my stuff on Facebook don't want to sleep with me. I just assumed that they were all liking my stuff because they wanted to go to bed with me, but they don't.
Damn it.
God Damn it.
So sorry. See, more rejection. It's like it's more, there's so many platforms upon which to be rejected.
Yeah, it's too... That's
it's terrible.
Yeah.
So I think that you just got to keep it. You got to keep it just texting.
Yeah,
when you first meet a guy.
And I was about to say the song I heard and I liked it. This old timey song was if I don't want to hang out with someone who doesn't want me. Like I yes. You know, those are the lyrics. Like I don't want someone who doesn't want me. There's no reason to want that.
Right.
You know. Right. And I think that when. Like, I knew when I was in high school, that was a thing I did when a girl didn't want me. Of course, it was a small town.
Right, right.
You know, once you asked out all 40 of the girls in my class, I was like, I just got to go back to the beginning.
Right. Time to move to
LA. Yeah, time to get the fuck out of this town. But that mentality, which thankfully I got rid of, by the time I got out of college, is that something that keeps going with adults? Like that person doesn't want me, but I want that person.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody wants to deal with rejection. Okay.
Right.
And my feeling for women is that we're actually in the easier position. Like on a chemical level, it's very difficult to wait for him to reach out because I really have noticed it is like. That, like, 12 hours to us feels like 3 days, you know? And, like, a guy who's actually interested in you can wait 3 days to text you. Mm. Like, you can have a great date with him and maybe he'll text you and say, like, thanks for a wonderful night and then not hear from him for, like, 3 days because he's busy, he's working, he's also kind of trying to play it cool and he's not going to treat you like a girlfriend. Okay.
Right
away. The people you text every day, the people that you text goodnight every night, right? That's your girlfriend.
Right.
Okay. And if you've gone out with a guy a few times and you've slept with him, and you guys known each other like shit, even a month, 6 weeks, 2 months, you're not his girlfriend unless you've had that conversation. So he's not going to text you every day.
And a guy might too not want to text you right away because he doesn't want to. The other reason is because I know there's like, you know, wait 3 days before that thing. But there's also like, you don't necessarily want to be coming on too strong.
Exactly.
At the
He's
beginning
playing
of
cool too.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get all up in your grill and seem like a...
Like he's too needy.
He's too needy.
Too,
yeah, exactly.
And he's too much, you know, and all that. So you got to give him the space. You got to think of it like a conversation where you're standing next to each other. You know, if he moves back and you keep moving forward, you keep moving, you know, then you're crowding him. You know, you have to give him some room to come up with something to talk to you about, something to ask you to do, something to like plan to make. Let it be his idea. Give him some time. So the first rule of your better texting steps is to wait. Just wait.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not going to forget that you exist. And if he does, then he's not into you enough. And that's where that song comes into play
right.
that you were talking about.
Right.
If he's not into you enough, then fuck it.
Yeah, why?
Move
then,
on.
Yeah, who,
like, who cares?
Lots of
you
fish
know,
in
no,
the sea.
There's, you don't. You want to be with somebody who's interested in texting you and making a plan with you. Not just fucking texting you about their day and blah, 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 never making a plan.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Don't, you know, just give yourself a little bit of room. Like, when he does text you, give yourself a few minutes. You know, you don't have to wait hours. It doesn't have to be this game where like, oh, who can wait the longest to text back or whatever. Just give it a little buffer so that if there is a text that you want to think about,
mm-hmm.
it's not like weird that you've waited a few minutes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like just give yourself a natural buffer in the pace
yeah.
and mirror his pace. Okay?
That makes sense.
So like if he texts you, right? Like how's your day going? Just wait 5 minutes and say, you know, great, how is yours? And then if he takes like 15 minutes to respond, then go ahead and wait, you know, 10, 15 minutes to respond. Not because you're playing games, but because he's leading the dance. This is not a game. It's a dance.
Uh-huh.
It's not a winner and a loser. Okay.
Right.
So just kind of like mirror the pace as though he's leading a dance. All right.
Right.
And just wait for him to reach out. You're going to have so much more information. You're going to know that was thinking about you and on his own decided to take a chance and reach out.
Right.
Okay? So you're going to know more if you wait.
That makes sense.
All right.
I like it.
You agree?
I totally agree.
Okay, because being a guy, you know.
Being a guy, yeah, totally. It was funny. I was just thinking about non-dating text etiquette. And you know how sometimes with your friends or whoever you get in like funny back and forth?
Yeah. And then they just drop off. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, for me, it's like the opposite. It's like, God, okay, this was fun for a while, but
now
I feel like I'm spending all my time staring at my phone, trying to come up with the next bit. How do I drop off?
I know.
In a polite manner.
Well, I have a girlfriend who, like, we seem to communicate 24/7. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, we're either texting or we see each other or we're on the phone or whatever. We kind of like, we're friends and we work together and we do, you know, so it's like,
sure.
We're just always like on each other's radar. And sometimes we just have to be like, oh my God, we need to stop texting. Like, I have to go work now. Like, I have to put my phone down, you know, and you just have to name it and go like, okay, this is really fun and we're fucking hilarious, but I gotta put my phone down.
I gotta go.
Yes. Validation. Boundary. How's that, Todd?
That's really good.
I'll send you a bill.
Yeah, that's really good. I'll try that. But I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's right. I guess I should try that with my guy friends, but I feel weird.
I know. Guys are, they're not good at that shit.
No, we suck at it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, we really do.
Okay, so here's another thing. Here's number two.
Number two.
All right. Yeah, don't worry. There's a place to get this written down, and it's free. So don't worry. You don't have to take notes right now. You just listen, okay? put down the pen.
Relax. Right?
There's a free download. Okay, so assess, the A is, see, we started with a W. Wait, okay.
Is
to assess at face value.
Okay.
Don't read everything into the text message. This is a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Text has no tone. All right. Right. So
you have to be careful.
You can't be sort of reading what you want to be reading. And you also sometimes have to like not fill in the blanks for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's better to actually say, I'm not sure what you mean by this, you know, or do you mean this or do you mean this? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and actually ask them to clarify and don't fill it in for him. Because as women, we tend to do that. We tend to like fill in blanks. Like we think a little bit more ahead and future and we'll be like, well, obviously he meant this. If you're not sure, ask.
Right.
And just assess at face value. I like to say that, you know, when he says like, hey, how are you? It doesn't mean like, hey, let's get married. It's just,
hey, how are you?
Okay.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
How are you?
And, you know, you can be super excited and you can be kind and encouraging, you know, but again, watch your pacing, you know, like it's weird. I was reading Aziz Ansari's book, Modern Love, and he talks a lot about this and how it's so annoying that, you know, you have to wait when you text and blah, blah, blah. And guys, you know, guys don't really want to admit that they like to chase, especially modern young guys. They're like, oh, that's not real. That's bullshit. It's like, it actually is real.
Right.
it's chemical. It's kind of like in your bones. And like, they, you know, they've done all these tests, you know, to like, to control the subject. And like that which you can't have, that which you have to wait for, you want more.
Yeah.
You just do. And I mean, rats, people, we're all lab rats, you know. It's just that's the reality of it.
Sure.
So, if a woman starts to like text bomb a guy,
mm-hmm.
I was going to say something real crude.
Go ahead.
His dick goes limp.
Oh. And then you get one of those flaccid dick pics. And then you get one of those
polite dick pics. Which isn't real polite, because you're saying is this, which is what you just did to me.
Yeah.
So you want to, you know, you want to wait and you want to just assess it at face value. And, you know, you want to take the time at which he texts into consideration. If he's saying, hey, how are you? And it's like 11:30 on a Friday night. He's probably done drinking with his buddies and wants you to come over and
have a booty call,
which is totally fine. Do it if that's what you want. But that's what it is. Like, you can't assess that as like, oh my God, he so wants to have a relationship with me. Like, that's not really the case. He wants to have sex with you And, you know, that's nice, but...
But that's all
it is. You just have to call a spade a spade. Like, you have to look at it as, like, that's what it is. Especially if the 11:30 at night comes with the dick pic, then you know for sure what it's about. So, and hey, take them up on it or not. I'm not judging.
Yeah, that's
we
up
all
to
know.
You.
I'm not judging. That's up to you. Yeah. So basically, you know, when a guy is texting you, when he decides to text you and like see what you're up to and how your day's going, he's in a place of like, he's got about just two emotions going on here. We've got like excitement about potential success. Mm-hmm. Is she going to text back? Is she going to say yes? Am I going to like, you know, am I going to accomplish this? Right?
Right.
Fair?
That's fair.
Okay. And fear of rejection.
Sure.
Right? That's it. Like, it's simple. It's like...
That's such a terrifying fear, too. There's no way around
it. It's awful. I know.
I mean, as an actor, I've gotten really good at it professionally, but I like think personally it would be hard. Luckily, if I text my wife and she doesn't text back, I just know that means she's working.
I know. There's a lot of comfort in that.
Yeah.
I know. That's a really nice... It's a nice place to get to in a relationship after 15 years.
If I was doing it, if I was doing it dating, I would be. One thing is I would do, just like I did when I was a kid, pace back and forth looking at the phone. Should I do this?
Right.
Like, because to me, that was the most terrifying thing is like to call a girl.
Well, especially with the actual calling. And calling does give guys a lot of points. Like, you do get, I mean... In the younger crowd, okay, the texting is so common and it's much safer. It's very casual and there's a lot of safety in texting because you can think before you type and you, mm-hmm. you're not actually like energy to energy, voice to voice, like making a call. A lot of people like under 25 think phone calls are fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Like they're actually not as good at it anymore.
Well, I've become just like on a non-dating level, I've become way worse at phone calls.
Oh yeah. I mean, we have no like practice with this. It's almost easier to FaceTime because it's like, I don't know. It almost makes more sense or something. It's just really weird.
But yeah. I get scared when my agents call, you know. Should I answer it?
What did I do wrong now?
What happened?
Yeah. So, what was I going to say? Oh yeah. So, but I know that, you know, guys are putting themselves out there and, you know, there's a lot of debate as to whether or not you should just not respond if you're not interested or say no, thank you. Or people say that they want the no, thank you. They say they'd rather be told than blown off. But if you ask them how they do it, they just blow people off because it's just awkward and terrifying both ways. So my MO when I was dating was I would generally take the chance most of the time. If I had already like met with the person or had any investment whatsoever, if I felt like I owed them any kindness whatsoever, I would absolutely just say like, you know, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure meeting you, but I don't feel chemistry there. And sometimes they'd be pissed and I'd have to deal with them dealing with rejection. But a lot of times they'd say thank you. Like, thank
for
you. Yeah, just thank you for letting me know because now I'm not wasting all this energy and time wondering and all that stuff. You know, I kind of go by treat people the way you'd want to be treated. You know, it can get weird, you know, but I think the thing that you have to remember, and I saved these texts of a client of mine, you know, where she had, you know, kind of seen this guy for a couple of weeks and then she said no. And he really came at her like, oh, I thought you were nice and I thought you were this and I thought you were that. I'm like, he's just angry. He's just angry. Right, He's just rejected. Right. He's just rejected.
Well, people suck at that. So, that's terrible. The thing about doing it, which
and
is
it was,
the most
and it's all via text, of
noble,
course.
Yeah, the most noble way to say,
yeah,
you know, no, often will blow up in your face.
But when I said, you know, and I said, look, he's just dealing with the rejection. He's just embarrassed right now. He's dealing with it.
Yeah.
So that's and so that's his what he's doing is he's being angry, and we kind of talked about what she could say. So, you know, like, she just said, you know, I'm really sorry that I just wanted to be honest with you. And like, I wish you nothing but the best. And about 20 minutes later, he wrote, well, all right, you know, if you change your mind, you can always hit me up, you know. And it was like, aw, you know, she just sent a smiley face. And it was like, okay, there's two people in the world that didn't have to leave with a whole bunch of pain.
Right.
You know, like, I think that if we could just recognize that that other person that's receiving that text, they're dealing with rejection, and a man's response to rejection is going to be anger.
Yeah.
It just is. That's just it. That's what you're going to get. And,
yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's cool. I'm not saying that what he said was nice, but I'm just saying you can look at it and go, oh, he's hurt.
Yeah.
You
that's,
know,
that's what it
and
was,
so that's
yeah.
why she said, you know, I'm sorry. And then Tommy said, okay, you know, and then, and it was great because they actually ran into each other like a couple months later at a bar, and it wasn't that weird. It was just like, oh, hey, how you doing? Okay, bye. You know, I mean, it was, but
yeah,
it was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just think that, like, we're all just human, and we have to remember that there's another human on the other side of these text messages.
Right.
And so if somebody's texting you, if a guy's texting you, he's interested.
Right.
He's not texting you to be your new bestie. He's texting you because he's interested.
Yeah.
And so I think that you should, if you like him, be kind and encouraging and, like, go ahead and, like, let him kind of lead the pacing. It's really, really hard. It's really hard to wait. Like, I've had clients wait, like, a fucking week to hear from somebody who is actually really interested in them. You know, totally slammed with work, totally this, didn't have money to go out that week. You know, just, like, a million reasons that they didn't. And who knows, maybe they had an ex-girlfriend they were still, like, winding things up with. Who knows?
Right.
When you're just meeting somebody and dating them,
there's a lot you don't know.
There's a lot you don't know, nor should you know. Like, it just, you know, use condoms and don't fucking make everything your business.
Yeah,
like,
chill out.
Just chill out and realize that you're getting to know each other, right? So when somebody is texting you and they're interested, mm-hmm. right? So you want to wait and you want to assess it at face value. And then if you're really not sure how to respond, you can always rehearse it. Like, just pretend you sent that text and sit with it for a second.
Yeah.
And always consider you might not hear back for a while. Okay? If you're going to send a text that's going to mess up your day,
mm-hmm.
okay? Like, if you're going to put yourself out there, let's say you're going to say something sexy, right? Be
right.
very careful before you say something sexy, because if you don't get an immediate response, like, you don't know if they even have their phone.
Yeah.
All day. Your day is ruined. Now you're wondering, oh, it was too much. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oh,
we
didn't like
it.
Did I come on too strong? Did I do it? You know, like, you don't know. And you're just going to be all messed up and you're going to lose your whole day over a text message.
Right.
This is rampant right now. Like, you can fuck up your whole day by sending a text message that doesn't get a response.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, it happens even outside of dating.
Sure.
Right? I mean, like, with business, right? Like,
yeah.
You could be like, oh, man, I came out too strong. I shouldn't have asked him to do that. I should have, like, oh, maybe I should have put a smiley face. Maybe they don't know I was kidding. Oh, my God.
Right. Right.
I say use an emoji. Personally, I'm all about emojis because they add text. I know a lot of guys don't like to use emojis because it's not, like, super masculine, but
I use them now. Actually, that's a really good way for me to end a convo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if it's gone on for a while, and
yeah.
Like, rather than spelling out what you said before,
yeah.
just like you know, if it's a funny thing, then like a laughy emoji or you know,
and that, like, could be a closing gesture.
It's like, I gotta go, I love you, a little
kissy
one,
a little kissy one,
those work.
Yeah. Oh, I find them extremely useful.
Actually, the emoji thing made me think of the exclamation point.
Oh,
which. I was vehemently against exclamation points in writing,
mm-hmm.
just because what they mean is you're basically yelling. You know, if there's an exclamation point, like.
But now caps mean yelling.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, it's just changed. It's truly changed.
But I think on text, like, if you want to, without an emoji, if you want it to seem like.
Enthusiastic,
you throw an exclamation
point.
It's not, you're not yelling it. You're just
hey, you're
thumbs
like, that's
up.
Like a,
yeah.
That's like a an up at the end of a sentence.
Right.
It's like
exactly.
The exclamation point is almost musical.
Exactly. And I still
point,
don't
right?
think you should use them in literature, but you kind of need them in texting.
You kind of do, and but if you're writing a text, that's it should never be more than three sentences, by the way.
A text?
Yeah, just if you're texting a man in particular, do not text more than three sentences. Otherwise, it's considered a novel, and now you're crazy. So,
TLDR, that's what they say. Too long, didn't read.
Too long, didn't read. Okay, so I learned something new today. I knew that because I had seen it actually in a book, like, for reals.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a character said it, or
no? It's like a book that's how she's doing. That's what she's calling her end notes to chapters. Is the TLDR. She's a college professor, so she's used to that shit. So yeah, you don't want to have an exclamation point after every sentence.
No. You got to use them sparingly.
You got 2 out of 3 at the most, but not all 3, and 1 is better. Because you could use an exclamation point and then a little smiley face. And also, sometimes when you don't want to be like, especially for guys, if you don't want to be like too like smiley, hey, you can always do the little colon smiley face.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
you can
do
the drawn one. I don't know what the name of that is, but anyway, you can do that too. So, and then it's like a little bit cooler.
Or whatever. Yeah, I get you.
So rehearse it if you need to. And always remember, somebody could have their phone off. They could be in a meeting. They could be like, some shit could have gone down in their family.
Yeah.
They could, like, there's any number of things. And I would highly recommend taking the read receipts off of your texting. You might not know you have it on. Go check.
Oh.
Go check right now.
Uh-huh.
Because then they know what time you read it.
Ah.
Yeah. It's not good.
That is not good.
It seems like cool, like you kind of like it when people have their read receipts on, until they read it and don't fucking respond. And then you're losing your mind.
Right.
So, everybody, can we all just agree to take the read receipts off? Why is that even there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but if someone can read something and be like, oh, but I want to respond to this, but I don't have time to properly respond to it right now.
I know, but the chick on the other end, her whole self-esteem is like based on whether or not you respond. Not that it should be. I'm not saying it should be. I'm just saying, like,
it is.
This
yeah,
whole thing of dating is so highly charged.
Yeah.
It's so terrifying. It's so terrifying. And I mean, that would be, you know, a huge point to make too, is that it doesn't have to be terrifying. Like, you're whole, you're perfect, you're valuable, you're like a whole person, whether or not this person texts you or not. Because you've basically put way too much of your own self-worth in their hands, and you've probably known them like 2 weeks.
Right.
And I don't care if you've known them 2 weeks and you've had sex 10 times and you're in a movie montage love affair, you still don't know them.
Right.
This is all chemicals. This is all...
Absolutely.
You know, oxytocin bonding, and like, this is all chemicals. So, but that whole thing of like, but it's not a big deal. You're right. It's probably not a big deal.
Right.
But it feels so big. It feels like such a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So when you're responding, just like, you know, either just relax for a minute or rehearse it or whatever, and just kind of think in terms of, all right, I'm going to send this and it's cool. If I don't get a response.
Yeah, you put it out there, but you gotta let it go.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what auditioning is.
Yeah.
For a seasoned actor.
I've
done my preparation work. Here's my work. Goodbye. As soon as you leave, you don't think about it again until they respond or don't. Or if they don't, you don't think about it again.
Right.
But if they respond, then you're like, oh, okay.
You do. I mean, that is an incredible practice in general, as far as it's interesting because actors are sort of notoriously insecure.
Yeah.
But I think that we all want to be liked, and we all want, you know, our work to matter, and we all want
absolutely
somebody to think.
But
know,
for sanity's sake, you have to
let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you will drive yourself nuts wondering.
Yeah, and it's all, you know, we all have those little demons. It's like, oh, well, my hair didn't look good that night, or, you know, like, I knew I should have, you know, not worn that dress or whatever. And if I had, then he'd be texting. And it's like, no. Just, it's, if he's...
Why did I bother shaving my balls this morning? She's not responding.
Okay, actually, when a girl gets a Brazilian, you know, like goes and actually pays for the waxing, you know,
yikes. Yeah,
and then the guy like doesn't show up. I mean, his loss, really, but it is kind of annoying.
Yeah, that would
be
annoying.
Yeah, because you're like, man, I spent $50 on this. Everything's all like fresh and pretty.
And then he just doesn't,
and then he doesn't show up.
Well, it better be.
I mean, it lasts, you know, like
it
a
better
week.
Better be,
you know,
an emergency.
Exactly, right?
I mean, for me, if my wife gets a Brazilian wax, I am going to be home on time.
Unless somebody's dead, I am home.
Yeah, unless I crashed my car. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. So, step 4 is an M, okay? Mirror plus.
Mirror Plus.
Mirror Plus. So he says, like, you know, how's your day? You don't want to say, well, it's not great because, you know,
is it
like
step four or step three?
It's step four.
Okay.
Ish. Don't worry about it.
Sorry. I
It'll all make
at your
sense.
Notes. All
That's right. okay. So, yeah, I don't know. Anyway. I don't know. At the time, I thought it was going to be a three-step process, but it's really a four-step process. Now I just realized I got to fix that.
Sorry.
Damn it. You're always creating more work for me, Todd.
I do. I like to do that.
All right. So.
Keeping you busy.
Keeping me busy. So what I mean by mirror plus is just mirror what he's giving you and then add a little more. And this is if you're interested. If you're not interested, you know, obviously don't. But if you're interested, like if he says, how's your day? You know, how you been? Don't like say, well, you know, I lost my tennis match last night. So I was in a bad mood. And I got in a little car accident and I did this. So it was like a really bad morning and I didn't sleep well. And, you know, now my boss is being a dick. But other than that, I'm good. How are you? No, just, you know, you can keep it very simple. Answer the question, you know, how's your day or how you been? Like, oh, it's been pretty busy, but you know, for the most part, good or whatever. How are you?
Right.
Just no more than three sentences. Mirror what the energy that he's giving you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like he's checking in. How you doing? Okay.
Right.
And this is somebody I'm talking about. This is somebody you're dating. Just this isn't your husband or your boyfriend of 2 years. How you doing? You know, answer the question and then ask him how he's doing. Okay.
Right.
Keep it simple. Simple, simple, simple. Mirror plus. Okay. You know, and if he's like, hey, heard this song, thought of you. Hope you're having an awesome day. Just mirror that back. Like that's, you know, that's so cool. Love that song. Hope you're having an awesome day too. You know,
right.
Or like, I'm off to my gym class.
It's like improvisation.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Yes and.
Yes yeah. And. Okay. If you read Tina Fey's book, she'll explain it to you. Yes and.
Yeah.
So that's it. Just yes and. Just mirror and then give a little bit more. If you're like, yeah, I love that song. That's great. I hope you're having a great day too. I'm off to my gym class. If he wants to comment, because you gave him a little bit more, he can comment on your gym class.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, mm-hmm. You know, because they have a great class or can't wait to see you all sweaty or what the hell ever. But you've mirrored back what he's given you, right? And you've given him just a little bit more to work with, but you also haven't put yourself out there with like a whole cliffhanger of stuff that you're waiting for him to respond
right.
to. And I really do recommend that like you let him kind of make the plan. If you say I'm off to gym class, then he can say, what time are you done and showered?
Right.
Right? You've given him that, kind of knows what you're up to, and he can then make a plan. He wants to figure it out.
What time are you showering,
and
can I be there?
Yeah, and is the door unlocked? And that's up to you how to respond to that. I'm not judging. So, be warm. That's all you have to do. Wait, assess, rehearse, and mirror.
Oh.
Be warm.
Be warm.
That's
I
all
love
you gotta
it.
Do. Yep.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, and if you wanna download this baby, which I might have to fix now. God damn it.
Sorry. Shit.
Go to bit.ly, bit.ly. What's that thing called? The forward slash? Right?
Backslash?
No.
Forward slash?
Wait, is that a forward slash? What is it?
Well, they go two ways. It's usually backslash on those, but
really?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was a forward slash. I don't know.
I really don't know.
Anyway, it's...
Try one slash, and if that
and then,
doesn't
yeah,
work,
and
try
then
the
if
other.
That one doesn't work, yeah. So bit.ly slash for better text, and that's in caps. The number four, better text. And you will get a little form where you put in your email, and then you will be able to download it. And it's a cool little thing called the Single Woman's Quickie Guide to Better Text.
There you go. And you don't need to take notes.
So you don't need to take notes.
Yeah.
This whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah.
All right.
And we all learned something today.
I certainly did.
So, I'm full from the sandwiches we did. Should we tell everybody what we did earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. So Todd has a podcast that you should check out called The Toncast.
Yeah.
And the the premise is that Todd is actually always this very special guest.
That's right. And there's another one now with a female comedian. But I just want to say that I was doing mine for years.
Years and years and years he invented this shit.
So don't go like, that guy's ripping off that lady. It's typical.
That's right.
Men taking credit for what women do.
That's right.
And normally that's true, but not in this case.
Not in this case. Todd's been doing this shit for years.
Yes.
So if you want to hear us talk about sandwiches for an hour.
I can't believe we talked about sandwiches for an hour.
That's what we did. And I'm really full. So all right. So if you want to find me these days, you can go to sophievenable.com. And my new courses are listed there and my blog. But you should definitely download the little texting guide if you liked anything that we said today. And I also have a free webinar running right now. You can go to findtruelovewebinar.com and you can register for a 1-hour free webinar, and I will help you all kinds of ways with your dating experience. So that's what I've been up to, and I've missed doing this, and I thank you for checking out MILF Talk again.
Yay!
And thank you, Todd, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Over and out.
Bye.
Bye.